SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. Goldman Sachs might give a record in bonuses of up to $100 million to the CEO. Ooh, doesn't it make you sick? And I can't tell you how many phone calls I've gotten from friends where they talk about being gouged by their big banks when it comes to the credit cards. So, right here from the get-go, from the department of You're in Charge, who says you have to support the big banks? My favorite story this past couple of weeks has to be one dealing with a New Mexico state representative wanting to move the state's money out of B of A and into banks and credit unions in his own state. Brian Eagolf, he is the New Mexico state representative that I'm speaking of, and wow, he's joining us right at the top of the show. Brian, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on. That was a very kind intro.
You know, how much money are we talking about?
Well, we started talking about $1.4 billion that the state has in what amounts to our day-to-day checkbook. And as we've gone through, I've been working with the state treasurer's office and some other state officials, and we may get that amount from $1.4 billion up to as much as $8 billion that we're going to be moving from these big banks into credit unions and community banks all over New Mexico.
All right, so with that amount of money, if I am somebody from Bank of America or anyone else that has a piece of the state's money, oh, I hear that headline. I read these stories, Brian, and I am ringing your phone off the hook. Have you heard from anyone from the banks?
You know, amazingly enough, the folks that represent all the community banks around the state have obviously called and been very supportive. I have not heard peep from Bank of America, Wells Fargo, any of the other big guys, other than sort of a smug statement in which they said they are glad to have the state of New Mexico as a customer and look forward to continuing that relationship for a very long time. And about 4 days after that, the state ended its contract with Bank of America, which I thought was pretty funny.
Wow, no kidding. We're talking with state representative from New Mexico, Brian Eagolf. Brian, what gave you the idea to do this? You know, there's been a movement afoot across the country that you can take your money out of the big banks and move it elsewhere. But now this is a different thing when we talk about taking a pile of money from the state and putting it into state institutions and moving away from what I call the evil empire. What jolted you into sponsoring this legislation?
You know, I have to give credit where credit is due. I saw the moveyourmoney.info website and was very impressed with the concept. You know, in the middle of this economic crisis, we have a chance to move money out of the institutions that very nearly destroyed the global economy, and in doing so, make a huge economic stimulus to our state that's not going to cost the taxpayers a dime. You know, this is about keeping our money in New Mexico, keeping the people's money in the state so that we can support the good community institutions that have been supporting our communities for so long. And I think, you know, I think people really are responding to the concept that, you know, when we have our money with Bank of America, they're going to take that money and create synthetic collateralized debt obligations and credit default swaps and all these exotic investments. Or we can put the money in our community banks and have that money put a roof over put a roof on your neighbor's house. You know, we can use it for mortgages and small business loans. So I think people would rather see their money being used to help their neighbor expand the neighbor's business than in going to lobby against financial reform in Washington and putting it to all these crazy investments.
I agree with you 100%. And automatically when you're talking about, you know, your neighbor gets a roof, et cetera, it's credit. How much more credit do you think it'll free up? I would imagine a lot by the numbers that we're talking about, right?
Well, if we're looking at at the 6-to-1 ratio that a lot of these community banks operate, if we get $2 billion invested locally, then we have the possibility of as much as $12 billion of credit becoming available in New Mexico. Now, I mean, I know you're in Texas, so your state budget is a lot larger. Our entire state budget is $5.4 billion. We've got only about 2 million people. So if you talk about this kind of money becoming available, it's a huge, huge investment in our communities. And it's time that we bring the money home and put it to work for the people who put it into the government in the first place. And that's been another aspect of this that's really made it bipartisan.
Oh, yeah. So I can't imagine you haven't had much opposition to this bill in the state legislature, have you?
So far, it's been terrific. In fact, I've been going on our local TV here with our very conservative Republican minority whip, and the hosts of these of our local shows have been kind of disappointed because they can't get us to disagree on this. Even he's got horror stories of Bank of America leaving his community and leaving a lot of people in the lurch, and he loves the idea. You know, everyone talks about taxpayers' money. And really, these aren't state funds just out of the blue. These are tax dollars that people have paid in. And so we want to keep the taxpayers' money in a place that it can benefit the taxpayers year-round.
Yeah. How about you personally? Are you moving your own money?
I am. In fact, I had the last forms filled out to move all my accounts to a local community bank. We're going to do that tomorrow, move the last little bit over. So I'm leaving a North Carolina-based bank and moving to one NFA.
Oh, good for you. I mean, we talked about the money and the fact that there was no opposition. How soon do you think this will kick in? How long will it take you once this bill goes through, gets approved, et cetera, for the money to move for the state?
The goal is to have it done and in place by October. So, this is a large amount of money that we're talking about, and we need to, in any other state that's looking at doing this would also want to do the same thing, which is make sure that we do it in a way that doesn't put the money at risk. So you need to make sure that you're selecting institutions that can handle this kind of deposit. You can't go into a bank with $20 million in assets and give them a check for $250 million. So we need to, we're putting into place the rules and the system to make sure that the banks that are receiving these funds can handle it. And then we're also putting in place some accountability measures where the banks will be reporting every 6 months on how they're using this money. If we're going to put in these banks, if they don't turn around and increase lending and extend credit, then we won't have created a successful program. So it's important to have that accountability hook to make sure that the results are coming in that we want to see happening in terms of credit being extended to the communities around the state.
Yeah, well, good for you for taking the lead on this. I hope that your phone rings off the hook with other state representatives wanting to know how you're doing it, et cetera, and kind of getting a little bit of the blueprints from you. Wouldn't that be terrific? New Mexico's just one of the most fabulous places I've ever been and ever lived, and I think the state will just thrive that much more. Thank you so much for joining us on America Tonight, Brian. We appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. I hope a lot of people listening tonight are going to pick up the phone. In fact, that's what we're going to do. We're going to make this a big rallying cry of America Tonight. Pick up the phone. Start pressuring your state representatives. Move that money, folks. Stay with us.
There we go.
Have you ever needed something but you forgot? Some of our Life Change Tea customers forget to order, and then they ask us for some rush shipping. What if it was automatic? No gimmicks, just your product smooth sailing to you automatically. And what if there was free tea? In AutoShip, there's some free tea, so call us for details. That's 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our AutoShip program has no lock-ins, and you can cancel at any time. Free tea. if auto ship B? So call us. There's no better way to jumpstart your health. Look us up at GetTheT.com. That's GetTheT.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 29, 2010. Gold opened this morning at 1086.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $11.1659, $5.5830 for a half ounce, or $2.7915 for the quarter ounce. That's $11.1659, $5.5830, and $2.7915.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Representative that we just had here on America Tonight, Brian Eagle. He is a rising star in the Democratic Party, and I think this will help really put him on the map. And what I liked about what he said is if other states are interested in doing this, and I encourage everyone to start hammering their state representatives. I'm going to start doing it. I'm going to pick off state by state and see if I can get in the ears of some of these guys. But, you know, the thing that he cautioned, and he's right, you just can't do this overnight. So he's proposing it, not getting a lot of direct hits for it, meaning opposition, and he's getting bipartisan cooperation, and who's gonna disagree with him for the money that the state would actually save and help people more as far as what they would be able to do with that money. But you have to do it correctly, so you can't put the state at risk. Essentially, you know, you're talking about well over $1.4 billion. Ooh. I think that would be some incentive, absolutely. So the feasibility of dividing up the accounts and then distributing it between those community banks and then the credit unions throughout the state, I think it's just a stroke of brilliance, and I hope other people pick up on what eGolf is proposing to do in New Mexico. Keep it local. Keep it simple. Just make sure you're on the right path with that, for sure. And it's infuriating. It's like I said right at the top. I mean, what's the first thing I read today? I stumble out of bed and I'm watching the Sunday Swirl, the Sunday Talking Heads, and I'm reading the paper and I'm reading some internet stuff, and I see the thing about the CEO of Goldman Sachs making, up to $100 million in a bonus. Whoo, you know, it just doesn't go down smooth. No matter how you cut it. I'm all about capitalism, I get it, but the greedy profits and the bailout our money, the money that we said, we didn't say okay, our representative said okay, our money out of our wallets going to the fat cats who just keep multiplying that money while so many people suffer, can't get the loans they need, etc. The credit is tighter than a drum these days. And to pick a state, any state, and we can talk about it. Speaking of other states, on the Sunday Swirl, a lot of people very curious about Scott Brown, the new senator representing Massachusetts, who's filling the shoes, or the seat, if you will, of Ted Kennedy. I mean, we're all beyond this. Okay, he's a Republican. Man, they haven't had a senator elected, a Republican elected, since the 70s. Now, moving forward, what's this guy about? What's he going to do? And he was a state representative for 6 years. But other than that, I mean, he's a guy who's a simple guy, driving around in a truck, shaking people's hands, getting those votes, and even says he's going to take his old truck to Washington because he's not rich. He doesn't have a lot of money. And the newly elected senator seems like a breath of fresh air. So he sat down with Barbara Walters, did a little piece for ABC this week, and talked about a couple of things, including the vote, the health care vote, and, you know, health reform vote, and what was that going to be? Was he going to go along with the Republican stance? And a couple of other things. And, you know, the reaction, basically, as well. And starting with, did he get elected because, partially, so many people were upset with what was happening with the Obama administration? Listen to what he has to say to a couple of those things.
Let me tell you what I'm most proud of, first of all, and that's being married for 23 years and having two great kids. And I want to accomplish what I think is already starting to happen, which is to bring good government back to the equation, have people come together and talk about issues out front, transparent, not behind closed doors. And I think that's happening, as evidenced what happened with the president yesterday. Everyone really is the 41st senator, and what it means is that now there will be full and fair debate, and there will be no more behind closed doors. And make no mistake, I am a fiscal conservative, and when it comes to issues affecting people's pockets and pocketbooks and wallets, I'll be with the Republicans if they are in fact pushing those initiatives. I have to respectfully disagree. People here spoke very loudly and very plainly about taxes and spending, terrorism, and the health care proposal.
All right, see, I like that. I like that he's not saying he's going to go along with everything that comes down the pike if it fits what he is, his description of himself. He's being plain and simple. He's just laying it on the table, I guess. And he feels like, as I mentioned, that breath of fresh air. So we'll see how it plays out once he gets in place. But I like a lot about this guy, I'm telling you, and a lot of eyes certainly are on him. I like the idea of just, hey, nothing's changing, I'm driving the truck down to Washington, you know? All right, so we move from that to a couple of other things making news across the land. We're here at the start of America Tonight and want to make sure everybody knows what's happening. And so much concern over Haiti. There were some sad stories starting to emerge. It's not a surprise that when catastrophe happens, there are people that are, you know, pond scum that will try to take advantage of the situation. And apparently there were people that were trying to go and get kids off the street in Haiti to take them and then to use them as far as orphanage, you know, take them and get them adopted by parents who would have no clue that they were doing this illegally, in other words. And it's to me, it's not shocking, but it's sad that somebody would take advantage of people who are in desperate need. So as a result, there have been some Americans arrested taking kids out of Haiti. In fact, sadly, the number is growing, but the last number that I heard in a conversation that I had with someone at Reuters was 10 U.S. citizens, and they were trying to take about 33 kids out of that country in an illicit adoption scheme. And, yeah, they were hauled into custody of Port-au-Prince. That's the good thing. the traffickers imagine what they could do, how they could exploit those children, and the chaos and the turmoil that happened there since January 12th is perfect for that. Because if you can get them out of the country, voila, illegal adoptions. One of the suspects is the leader of an Idaho-based charity called New Life's Children's Refuge. And they say they hadn't done anything wrong. And they were stopped at that main border crossing with the Dominican Republic after the Haitian police did what they would call a routine search of the van that they were in. They didn't have any documents. See, here's the thing. You know, they're trying to say they're innocent. They had no documents to prove they had cleared the adoption with the kids, and the kids were anywhere from 2 months to 12 years. Nothing through the embassy, no papers showing they were made orphans by the quake, any of that kind of stuff. So it would have to be illegal. Luckily, they caught them. And luckily, they don't want any of these kids to leave Haiti without the right authorization. And the people didn't have that, you know. So can you imagine if they had taken these kids all the way through and then the kids, for parents who really wanted them, thought they were adopting kids the legal way, then find out they're part of this whole scam, and then they lose the kids in the process. Sadly, we've seen that happen in some other places. So in addition to the trafficking of the kids, they're also worried that some of the aid groups might have flown orphans out of the country for adoption before they tried to find their parents, before they made sure every step had been exhausted. Because of the chaotic atmosphere, easily people have been separated, families have been separated, while many parents have been killed, and then you have these new orphans. Also, there are some sad stories where there's just this separation. All right, also coming back, we're going to bounce back to politics because we're also fascinated by those polls. Remember, it was last week after the State of the Union, I said, hey, grade Obama, grade the speech, grade what he said and what we think can happen out of some of the raw meat that he threw out of there and how you think he's doing at this point. Well, the approval rating, it's like manna from heaven for the people who want to see him reelected. Because every day, that's the job. Every day, you got to look, what are the issues? What are people saying? How's the country feeling? Is it going to look good in another 4 years? You know, we got three to go. So I'm going to tell you what the poll shows next, the Gallup one, here on ATN.
If you like vitamins, say, I like vitamins.com. Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplements at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes. Just shake it and take it. Go to ilikevitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 is a multivitamin and mineral formula that supports vision, enhances immunity, reduces stress, helps your heart, memory and mood, energy, digestion, bones and joints, and has super antioxidant age-defying nutrients. All of that and saves money, too. 10-in-1 great-tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to 5 different products and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to ilikevitamins.com. That's ilikevitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. 10-in-1, the world's greatest liquid vitamin and mineral supplement. Distributors wanted. Details at ilikevitamins.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the
the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have MicroPlant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because He created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Ulbrich for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season, too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals, and kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
Blotter. We're going to take you down to the Gasparilla Parade in Florida. And also, back to New Mexico, a car crash leading to an incredible bust. And sadly, the story about these 13 students. Did you hear about this? Killed at a party in the in one of the Mexican border towns? Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. But in the meantime, a couple of other quick things. One, the Gallup poll that has just been released. You know, it changes day to day. So the tracking that the Gallup poll does shows right now that the approval rating of the president is about 48-47, dropping from a high on the three-day rolling average. That's what they do, three-day rolling average. If you go way back to February of 2009, you would be at the high over 70. It's not surprising that when someone takes office, they have a much higher number and it starts to dip down. But that's a pretty big dip, I would say, for Obama. So I'm sure the people around him aren't thrilled about it. And you hear what's happening, the State of the Union, a little bit more to the center, some of the things that are being suggested, the conversations about bipartisan support, which is initially going in what the Obama administration said, but trying to make that become a reality. Because no matter what the president says in an interview with Diane Sawyer, I'd rather be the best, you know, one-term president than be a mediocre two-term president. Make no mistake, These guys want 8 years just like Bush before them and just like the Clintons before that. So we've had two presidents in a row who have had two terms. Will Obama be the guy who doesn't get two terms? Still way too early to tell. And now a lot of names emerging from the Republican side, too early for that, too. But, you know, Scott Brown has already been asked about that, and he says there's no exploratory committees. There's nothing going on. He said he doesn't even have a business card. But he is somebody that they'll take a look at since, you know, he could be a senator for a couple of years. And if the Republicans like what he's doing, who's to say he couldn't end up on somebody's ticket or his own ticket, just like Obama did? He didn't have a lot of experience on the Hill before he was chosen to go after it, and he did. Let's go to Mark, who's listening to us in New York here from the get-go. Hey, Mark.
Hey, kiddo. No funny tonight, I promise you.
Okay.
But the guy that called up before, that state wants to hold that money, the deposits from the United States Bank.
Yeah, he's a state representative, yeah.
Yeah, when you asked him, did you get a phone call? No. Honey, the United States Bank is the bank down the corner. And if he has to look at the money that he's talking about, it says Federal Reserve note on it. And if he would have said, which would have started a revolution, but it's okay, it might happen anyway. If he would have said he was going to take that money and coin it, okay, into gold and silver, then he would have got a phone call. But I trust me now, honey, and I'm scared when he talked just a little bit. I know nothing about economics. I read Griffin's book, Creature from Jekyll Island, okay? And, oh, my God, where was I with that? No, this is what they want. They want you to borrow more. They want you to borrow more. They want another pool with nobody to swim in and another $30,000 bathroom. We can't pay off what we got now. The Federal Reserve would love nothing more than for this states to do that, because then they have a perfect excuse to do what Rockefeller did, okay, with the bank during the Depression when he wasn't getting the deposits. He bankrupted the country. That's what put us into a depression.
Yeah, but if more money's being pumped across, okay, like, in other words, you, depending on how much we're talking about state to state, so you're saying, oh, I see what you're saying, because then the recirculating the cash back in
it's
from
still
the
bigger
banks.
It's still theirs, Kate, really.
Yeah.
I mean, you
got
by the time it gets down to the actual greenback in your pocket,
right,
it's got to go through fiat.
That's
and
right.
Then, and then you got your fractional banking.
Right.
And it's okay. I'd love to call on Paul Revere. But if he would do, if he would have talked to five or maybe 15, maybe eight different state governors and said, listen, let's coin money, that would have been it.
I know, but you know, they don't want to do that. This whole devaluation of the dollar.
Exactly. So,
I agree with you. I mean, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a, I mean, absolutely.
I don't know.
Are you kidding?
Again, I claim to be stupid. You know me.
No. You're right. You're right. But there's no way that'll happen. That's the problem. If you want
to
take it a step further.
That's what has to happen. The end game is still the same. It's just a matter if we derail it a little bit. Rockefeller, J.P. Morgan, Rothschild, they never defend themselves. That's why they're guilty. Everything that's said about them is true because they never defend themselves.
I see what you're saying. Yes. Yeah. Well, here's my problem. I don't like the Federal Reserve to begin with. I think that we can start right there with the Federal Reserve.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like what they've done to us. I don't like the whole central bank deal. That's what's happened because we know you go back, you follow the money, and you're absolutely right. It is about the money. Ultimately, it's about the money. That's the end game, and the Federal Reserve, to me, couldn't be more corrupt.
Well,
if you really lift the lid open.
Tiptoe through the tulips because, again, if we'd love to go, oh, lock them all up, then there'd be nobody left. You know, I mean, but no, we just got to do it nice. We know it. The truth will win, and our strength too. And if people are out there pacifists that are afraid, don't be afraid. I only have one fight left in me, and you know, everybody's got their little war. You know, you got guys that'll run right into the fire. God bless them. So maybe I'm here to clean up a little bit of a mess after it's over. Whatever, I don't know.
It'll be interesting.
It's scary when you start to read too much.
It'll be interesting what happens with the monetary system for sure. Thanks, Mark. You have a great rest of your evening. You know, I agree with him in the sense that there's no question to me, and he didn't say that, but I prompted that, saying that the Federal Reserve, I mean, they're just like a bunch of thugs. But at what point, here's the problem. In bailing out the big banks, now we see how they've kicked sand in our face, essentially. And remember, the thought was, well, we can't let it started with AIG. You can't let AIG fail or we're screwed because it'll cripple our economy. So we have to bail them out. And then you see what happens down the line with everybody who needed the money. And ultimately, laughing in our face with the big bonuses. Well, that was the problem. That's what started the whole thing. And if you trace what's been happening, the other part of what the problem is the spending and the huge deficit. I mean, stop the bleeding with the deficit. That's the thing. You cannot continue to go down that road. And the Chinese waving the carrot that they have over our heads, because they do. They own our debt. And you look at the deficit. First of all, the deficit now, as we're looking at this budget, the budget's going to be, what, $3.8 trillion, something like that. And we're going to have an incredible deficit at the end of the rainbow. I wouldn't even call it a rainbow. It's not a rainbow. So if you want to number crunch this thing, that's what's so scary in projecting where we're going to be after this fiscal year, $1.6 trillion deficit. Oh, I mean, $1.3 trillion, the next budget, $1.3 trillion debt. So what do you do? $700 billion in the fiscal year 2013. Then it jumps back up to $1 trillion in 2020. The budgeters have pressed this forward to done the number crunching, like I said, to see where it's going to be out. And we talk about this three-year discretionary spending freeze, a three-year cap on domestic, discretionary spending, whatever you want to call it. So they said they're going to have to prioritize like any other business would do. Remember, this was part of the whole State of the Union thing. And we're going to have to do away with things that we don't need in order to fix, pay for the things that we have to have. And then the response is, of course, we don't expect this to be easy by any stretch of the imagination. You know what it means? This is what it means. And you and I both know this. All of us know this. Right? You're going to be paying more in taxes. The tax hikes are going to happen. Because get rid of this deficit? Talking about tax hikes, they're saying it's going to generate $1.2 trillion in revenue over the next 10 years. So, it's ridiculous. If you look at the increases, we just had an increase in a very small window of time with all this new spending. And now you're talking about this whole discretionary, they're talking about this whole discretionary spending deal. You know, we can't take all this. You're taking all this money out of the private economy, pumping it through the system in Washington and spending it in Washington. How does this going to help us with the new jobs? How's this going to help with new jobs? How about keeping it stable and keeping it in the economy? And like I said, you can look at the numbers, and if you play around with the numbers a little bit, you just know it's not adding up right. And if anything, the jobs that are being proposed will end up costing, or could end up costing, about $100 billion. And see, that's the key. That's the part you never hear. We're going to create more jobs, but here's the problem. In order to do this, the price tag's going to be incredible. Yeah, $100 billion, somewhere in that range. So absolutely, you're going to be reaching deeper into your wallet to pay more for taxes. There's no ifs, ands, or whatevers about it. Stay with us. Some lighter stuff coming on the flip side.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
No, don't just walk away pretending everything.
The money and the airspace to lighten the load. If you stick around for our next hour, we're going to go into the whole 9/11 thing and what's happening with the trial of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. We talked a ton about that last week on America Tonight. And, of course, now all the New Yorkers, like Mayor Bloomberg, who was saying, yeah, bring him here, just stones throw away from the World Trade Center. And then when they find out how much it's going to cost for the security. Oh, no, we don't want any part of that. Whoops. It's going to actually possibly lead to some problems because now New York becomes the beacon, the symbol of that's where we got them, and, hey, our guys are getting tried there, so maybe something could happen, some terroristic threat. And suddenly when it becomes too real for guys like Bloomberg, then they back down from those big, broad statements that they made back in November when the Attorney General Eric Holder was saying, hey, there's no reason why we can't try Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the four others here. I mean, give me a break. It's been done before. Why can't we do it? You dummies, of course. Why can't you do it? Just talk to a couple of people who are schooled in what's happening terrorism-wise in the Middle East. Talk to some of the brightest and the best in the United States who do this for a living, and they'll give you 10 reasons why it was a dumb idea in the beginning. So now, of course, it's going to get moved. We'll talk about that in the next hour. Nothing about Guantanamo. Instead, we move from Guantanamo and the 9/11 folks getting tried to the Grammy Awards. Okay, I didn't really watch the Grammy Awards. I just happened to see some of the results. And Beyonce really made up for, I guess, a little bit of a drought. She had 6 trophies, including she got the Song of the Year for Single Ladies. And Taylor Swift got the top honors. She got Album of the Year for Fearless. So Swift won a total of 4 awards. And, I mean, she's 20 years old. That's got to be huge for somebody in the music industry. And she beat out Beyonce, the Dave Matthews Band, Lady Gaga, the Black Eyed Peas to get the top album. I'm wondering how many people listening to America Tonight listen to any of these people I just mentioned. Dave Matthews, Lady Gaga, Black Eyed Peas, Taylor Swift, all those names. I'm sort of thinking probably not. Or Alicia Keys. Maybe you listen to Alicia Keys. Maybe you know Norah Jones, you know, that kind of stuff. There were apparently some other interesting things that happened on the Grammys, but no derailers this time around in an award show. There wasn't any Kanye West incidents, somebody coming on stage saying, oh, but this was really better. So Rihanna, who of course last year couldn't perform because she was assaulted by her then-boyfriend Chris Brown, and that was such a huge story for the entire year, accepted a trophy along with Jay-Z, who's Beyonce's man, and went up and got an award. So I guess that was pretty huge. Maxwell, who was up for 6 awards, also won his first couple of Grammys, including Best R&B Male Vocal for a really sweet ballad that he has out called Pretty Wings. And then at the awards show, since so many people supposedly are viewing this, they wore Red Cross buttons in support of the Haiti earthquake relief deal. And I thought this part was interesting. I caught this on a playback somewhere, but Mary J. Blige was on the stage with Andrea Bocelli, and they did a rendition of Bridge Over Troubled Water that was, yeah, pretty incredible. And I guess that it was celebrating the 40th anniversary of the song's very big Grammy wins, but it was also really the Bridge Over Troubled Water would fit with Haiti, and that's why they performed it. And then there were tributes to Michael Jackson, and a couple of people came on stage to do that tribute, Usher and Celine Dion, Jennifer Hudson and Smokey Robinson. Maybe some people in the audience know those names. It's kind of like when I'm doing the birthdays and I wonder how many people really know any of the folks that I'm mentioning in the birthdays. Matt, you didn't see the Grammys either, but like I said, it's, you know, that's typically the night where some wackadoodle kind of thing happens. That's the music vibe. That's how it is. Lady Gaga is kind of out there. That's her deal. You know, and in the music industry now, it's all about the flesh, and it's all about the music videos times 10 if you want to really get your name out there, no matter what kind of music I think that you produce, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely. It's kind of a popularity contest, yeah, type of a deal, and I don't know. I'm not really a fan of almost all those people that you just mentioned.
Right, exactly.
I don't know. It's not really my thing. I used to be more into the pop music, I guess, when I was younger, but now that I got a little older, I'm still relatively young compared to other people, but I don't know. It's not my thing. Like, the whole Lady Gaga stuff, I don't get it. A lot of the music that comes out these days, it's just mass-produced, and it all sounds very similar, and they just rip off other artists that, you know, they sample their music and rewrite it, and not a lot of creativity, in my opinion.
Yeah, see, I agree with you, too. I think the older music, or I think the underground music, is better stuff. I like lots of different kinds of music, but I'm not really a pop person. I'm not a pop person either. I like reggae. I like jazz music that's a little bit mixed with fusion. So a lot of the stuff, although I do like the Dave Matthews Band, I like some of their music. But any of the pop, mass-produced stuff that's pumped out there, probably not my scene either. I mean, if we went back in the vault of the Grammys, it would be a much different day if you went back decades as to who would take the stage and who got the awards. Nothing, taking nothing away from the performers that are there now, because I'm sure that there are a few we could find that do write their own stuff, really pump their music out there on their own. But for the most part, it really is a stage show, and it's so mass-produced. I mean, that's just the music industry now. It's a different animal than it was 30, 40 years ago. Much different than it was. And like I said, it's all about the performers and the flesh, you know, pushing the flesh out there and that sort of thing. Although, good for the entertainment industry in general, since they have the money, that they're out there trying to raise money for Haiti. But anything like an earthquake or victims or Katrina or any of that kind of stuff, they're always going to jump on it. And I think they're almost forced to do that because people realize just how much moolah they are making. All right, I said this was going to be a light segment, and it is. And we're going to carry over our police blotter segment to the next hour, but there is one from the entertainment industry. They've got a website. If you go to Smoking Gun, I think it's smokinggun.com, you see these arrest photos of these famous people. Sad photo appearing. It's one of Rip Torn. A lot of people in the audience might know Rip Torn. He's a 78-year-old actor whose face you would recognize. He was in The Men in Black, for example. So apparently he's charged with breaking into a Connecticut bank and carrying a loaded handgun while he was smashed. He was intoxicated. They found him. They arrested him inside this bank with a loaded revolver. They booked him on charges of burglary, possession of a firearm without a permit, and he's being held on a $100,000 bond and is going to be in court on Monday. He was given probation in a Connecticut drunk driving case and granted permission to enter an alcohol education program. He also had two previous drunk driving arrests in New York, so it's not looking good for Rip Torn, I would imagine, now going down this road one more time. So, yeah. Sad when you go to Smoking Gun, I'll tell you. All right, you can send me your thoughts about any of the stuff that we talked about, including the representative from New Mexico, Brian Eagle, who we had at the top of the show. How do you do that? Shoot me your thoughts at americatonight.net.
How do you know him?
Fame, fortune, fast women.
Yeah? How about a beer?
Even better.
I appreciate your understanding. Don't think twice. It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself. Thank you. Don't mention it.